In order to get use of the Buddhist terminology, I always give this kind of chart. According to this, the awakening of the faith. So it's very complicated, but I think you should get use of this Buddhist terminology. And also, it's very complicated, but you should understand why the awakening of faith explained like this, because there is some reason why it has to say like this. Even though it's complicated, you should understand one by one. For instance, last time I explained, I gave this chart. The characteristic of being in samsara. Do you remember you have this chart? I explained briefly, but I think this the main point of this, the chart, is that how the human mind is moving constantly, you know, in various ways. So finally, in order to become Buddha, what kind of vibration of the mind exists. And then we will understand what shikantaza means, why we have to do shikantaza. For instance, this is particular according to the finer of the fine nature of fine vibration of the human mind. You know, what does Buddha do in that situation? The finer of the fine vibration of the human mind. What can Buddha do? Do you understand? The very minute vibration of the human mind. At that time, what we can do there? Can we see that minute vibration of the mind objectively? Can we see this, but you know, objectively? So that's why he says the defilement, the disunited from the basic activity mind. So this defilement is very subtle, because it is connected with karmic life. It is very close to the ignorance. Constantly, this minute vibration of the mind strengthens the development of the ignorance. Okay? So what we can do this? In other words, what we can do in the terminal station? Okay, where we cannot go any place. This is the end of the trip in the human world, and then what you can do this. Okay. what you can do over there. That's kind of things we can understand from this kind of chart. Okay? So it's very complicated here, but one by one you have to understand it. Then we understand, this teaching is really connected with the reason why we have to practice shikantara, just sitting. What does it mean, shikantara? Okay. For instance, shikantara is completely you have to throw away yourself into the Zen, and simultaneously you can live. Okay, you can live what you are. What you are as what you are exactly. So throw away, and then you can make your life alive there. But without the throwing away completely, right now, right here, so called Zazen, you cannot get anything. You cannot take care of it. So that's why in the Zen always says, letting go of, and then you can hold on. Holding on. So without the full devotion. Full devotion means you have to throw away yourself, and then you can get it. Get means you cannot see what you can get, because this is you have to throw away. So nothing. It seems apparently nothing to get, but it's that way of practice, reach you to live to the full, okay? Instead of just exist, okay? Just exist. Do you understand what I mean? Usually we just exist. If I say just chicken powder, you know, let's exist, but it doesn't make sense actually. Because everything just exists. So, human being, as long as we are human being, we have to live to the full. Okay? Not just exist. So, for this, we have to anywhere practice shikantara. Shikan. Exist shikantara. Okay? And today, today, so according to this chart, I think there is Buddhist terminology. The kunju means the vasana in Sanskrit. Vasana in Sanskrit, which is translated as sometimes permeation or perfuming. This is very interesting, the point in the Buddhism. So from this, the idea of the vasana, I think you can see image of the merging of truth and samsara. What's kind of relationship between the samsara and the truth? Okay. They are not separated, but they are not mixed up. They are not one. Okay. So two words, there seems to be two words, but two words make one. Okay? One word makes two words. That is according to the awakening of faith, the Tathagata Garbha, and Arya Vijñāna. Okay, Tathagata Garbha is still the truth explained in a word. Okay, but let's you should understand this one. In the beginning of this book mentions the truth, okay? But two kinds of truth. One is beyond the word, so nothing to say about the truth. That is completely independent from the word. So that is truth to manifest itself, okay, constantly. Second truth is dependent on the word. So that truth can be explained in a word. Okay? Do you understand? Two things. In the Tendai school, Tendai or the Avasantik Sutra, I think that the Majjhimaka, the central philosophy of the emptiness by Nagarjuna, they explain two kinds of the truth. One is a real truth, second is a wordly truth. Okay. Wordly truth is the truth which you can explain, you can experience, okay? You can touch the spirit of the truth. This is wordly truth. Most people emphasize strongly that wordly truth. Being misconstrued, okay, as a truth. Okay. But it is not real truth. That is a truth explained or experienced by you. Okay. So two kinds of truth. So Tathagatagarbha is still the truth, but it is already truth explained. Okay? But that Tathagatagarbha other truth is exactly the same as the truth itself, okay? Real truth. So it's a little bit we mixed up here. Okay? Is that clear? So that is the Tathagatagarbha, okay? But that Tathagatagarbha, when this Tathagatagarbha appears in the samsaric world, that it is called the Alaya Vijñāna, okay? Alaya Vijñāna. Okay. In other words, if we want to see the truth in terms of human life, samsara, then Tathagatagarbha appears in the samsaric world as Alaya Vijñāna. Okay, so Alaya Vijñāna is the almost the same as Tathagatagarbha, but it is little different characteristics, because the Alaya Vijñāna is the bottom of the human mind, human life. Okay, when you see very deeply into samsara, okay, and then you can see something in the bottom of human samsara, human world. Okay. That is really bottom, connected with the truth, Tathagatagarbha, simultaneously. In other words, I mentioned always that the terminal station, okay, the terminal station is end of the human life, but it is the beginning of the human life too. Okay, so you have to go. You have to go somewhere. Okay, so that is the Alaya Vijñāna is the end of the human life. If you take a journey with deep, profound the understanding or with the wisdom, okay, then you can touch this bottom of human life. This is Ara Vijñana. A storehouse consciousness. It means storehouse consciousness in English. Okay. So very naturally, there are two kinds of truth, and also simultaneously, if you look at the human world, there is another things opposite to, truth, Tathagatagarbha or Aravijñana. Aravijñana is very pure nature of consciousness. Aravijñana, okay? But on the other end, there is something opposed to the Aravijñana or Tathagatagarbha that is called ignorance, okay? Ignorance. But ignorance is, however, ignorance is not that which it exists with its own substance, because of no possibility of freedom from ignorance. Accordingly, ignorance is seems to be something opposed to the truth, but it doesn't separate. It is not separate from the truth. It is not separate from Aravijñana or Tathagatagarbha, so-called truth. Okay, so it is constantly dependent on the truth. It is not separated from the truth, but it is always depending on the truth. So there seems to be two things, but not two, always one. That relation is very difficult to understand, but actually it is really true when you see human life practically. Okay? Otherwise, you cannot flee from ignorance, because if ignorance exists with its own substance, you never be free from ignorance. There is no possibility of freedom from the ignorance. But this teaching says ignorance depends on Tathagatagarbha. Truth means ignorance has no substance of its own, because depends on the truth. Truth is vastness, nothing to be left, to be a to leave anything as its own trace. So always, if you see something in the truth, it becomes neutral. Okay. So I think according to the Yogacara, I think when you do something, that human doings, that your doings are based on the seed of Aravijñana. In other words, your doings come from the seed of Arya Vijnana. In other words, Arya Vijnana accumulate, you know, they encourage you to do something. Okay? The seed means the function of the Arya Vijnana. Okay? Because Arya Vijnana is a huge storage to maintain your karmic life from past to the future, anyway. And then when you do something, there is something to be left behind your doings. That is called perfuming or permeation. Okay? And then when you do something, that your doings leave something behind. This is perfuming. Then you can store something in the Arya Vijnana after you do it. Okay? That is what is called seed. Okay? But it must be, those seeds must be neutral. A seed doesn't remain there on seeds, the form of the seeds, when the your doings return to this Arya Vijnana. Okay, it becomes neutral, but a neutral doesn't mean no characteristics. The seeds of your doing have still its own the characteristics. Characteristic means when it appears in the future again, according when time is arranged, as the time is ripe, conditions are arranged, some energy coming up. Okay? So it is not the neutral, but it is a kind of a potential characteristics there. Potentiality, kind of potential characteristic. There is always potential characteristic of seeds. Okay. So only when the time is right, conditions are arranged, that this seeds of the doings you have accumulated in that, you know, Arya Vijnana, they're coming up. Okay? And then you create samsaric world again. Something like this. So, there is an ignorance. So the ignorance depends on the truth means it doesn't have any substance. Okay? If you believe ignorance exists separate from the truth, it means that ignorance has its own place to exist. Okay? If it has its own place, in other words, time, space, I think it creates its kind of a fixed idea of existence, like avocado seeds, you know. So very naturally, it is something existent separately from the truth. Okay, so truth, but this ignorance depends on the truth. Is okay? Ignorance doesn't have its own place or time over the truth. Place is its own place is the truth. Is that clear? That is, you have to contemplate this one. Why? Not why. When ignorance depends on the truth, what does it mean? You should contemplate this one. Okay. You should consider again and again about this. This is very important. But usually, intellectually, if you set up certain ideas, so-called ignorance, we always think this that is a kind of original sin. Okay. If you believe ignorance is original sin, it's already something I fixed ideas, which exist somewhere, occupying particular portion of the space and time. So it's on time and space is explored, created. So it doesn't mean this one, okay? So that's why ignorance, that's why the usual, according to usual sense, we try to know what the beginning of ignorance, from where it comes, okay? And then if you see the beginning of the ignorance, we put a certain name on it, okay? And then we say that is the original sin. From that original sin, human devils, the evils come out. But this is ideas. It's not practical. So you never be free from that kind of original sin. So even though you seem to be free from, but you never actually. So this is a very interesting teaching in Buddhism. So, the awakening of faith doesn't try to trace back to the beginning of ignorance from where it comes. It doesn't matter. Okay. So that's why finally this teaching says we cannot trace back to the beginning of ignorance. So we don't know from where it comes. But it exists. The reason why the ignorance exists means that it depends on the truth. Okay? That reason. For instance, even though you don't understand who I am, from where I come, okay? So what is the character of a Katagiri is, from where the Katagiri's character comes, we don't know sometimes, okay? Probably we can know, but actually we don't know from where it comes finally. But if we don't know, we can ignore, but we cannot ignore. Because Karagir's characters exist day to day, practically speaking. Why? Why does it exist? Because it depends on vastness of existence. Vastness of existence, anywhere except anything, all things which are entitled to exist beyond your understanding, or you don't understand it, no understanding, complete beyond, all exist. This is the characteristic of universe or vastness of existence, which is called truth. Tathagatagarbha. So Tathagatagarbha means embryo in the mother's womb. That meaning literally. Okay, so Buddha, the Buddha in in the womb of human beings, human world. This is Buddha nature. This is the truth. So your existence has already some reason. Okay, why you exist? What's the reason? What is the reason? Do you believe the reason should come from your intellectual understanding or psychological, philosophical understanding? Yes or no? But finally, you don't know the reason why you exist. But it must have some reason to exist, because you exist. So that's why the awakening of faith says the reason why we exist is to depend on the vastness of existence. This is a Buddha's word, we say. Okay? Is that clear? That is most very important point. And actually, intellectually, if you see this ignorance and the truth as a one or as a two, you will see some contradictory the situation there. It's very difficult to understand, to find the perfect solution of this contradictory situation between the truth and the ignorance. The ignorance and the truth relate each other, are related each other. So we don't understand exactly. But this birth teaching doesn't matter so much, you know. The contradictory situations, because this teaching or Buddhism always try to see very deeply the reality of human world, very deeply. Okay? Instead of understanding reality of human life intellectually or philosophically or psychologically, we try to see the reality as it is, exactly. And then we try to set up the theory or ideas, something like that. Okay? So, it is not the important point. Even though we don't understand exactly, even though we see some contradictions there. For instance, the Buddhism, for instance, it is not important for us to analyze bodhisattva practice, analyze what kind of practice human beings should do according to explanation of the bodhisattva practice, okay? Buddhism explains very in detail, explains the bodhisattva practice very in details. But this is not main purpose, okay? And I mean, it is not the main purpose for us to understand what kind of bodhisattva practice we should do. In detail, it is not. Okay? Main point is that we should see even the dim image of the real truth as it is through explanation of what kind of bodhisattva practice we should do it. Okay? Then if you do bodhisattva practice, then naturally image of the Buddha's world appears. even though you don't know. This is the main purpose, all right? So always there is, you do something apparently, but real things is always behind. Buddha's word there. Is that clear? But usually we don't believe, we don't do it in that way. We always try to do something in because we want to know, we want to see. Okay? If you cannot see, or if you cannot understand, it's nonsense. Okay? Do you understand? So that's why if somebody show you the technique how to reach there, so you really become honest to follow the each technique, okay, to reach the destinations. Yes, it is. But it is not main purpose in the Buddhism, okay? Technique is important, but a technique, within the technique, main purpose of the Buddhist teaching is to see the image of the human existence, so-called Buddha, okay? The means, but you have to see the vastness, the broad, okay? A more vast expanse of the human world, okay? So-called universe. Through each technique, right? When you do gassho, it's not the, you always see the gassho, pay attention to the gassho and the form of gassho and the meaning of the gassho, significance of gassho always. Then if you are very honest to follow this technique, and then people put a certain name on you, so-called good spirit. You are good spirit of Zen students, something like that. But Buddhism is not in that saying always in that way. So Buddhism is you should do gassho according to the suggestion, but there is something more than you can see. So called gassho. This is vastness of existence. So called Buddhist world. So Buddhist world is always supporting your life behind. That is explanation of Bodhisattva. That's why the Abhidhammakosha and the Tendai school and the Avasantika Sutra explains what kind of Bodhisattva practice we should do. Very in detail explains. Like 52 stages of Bodhisattva, they can reach, and I give you the chart of 52 stages of Bodhisattva practice. Okay. But this is a very interesting point, but it is not main purpose. Okay. So main purpose is always we try to realize Buddhist world through this detailed explanation of the Bodhisattva practice. Okay? So that is a Mahayana teaching. But according to Yogacara, Yogacara, teaching of Yogacara is a little different from Avasandaka Sutra. Avasandaka, the teaching and the Tendai teaching a little bit, because they try to emphasize so much human world, samsaric world. And then analyze the samsaric world in detail, and then we try to reach Buddha's world. Okay? So very naturally, when you reach the terminal station of the samsara, there is no chance to go. So finally, it requires you kind of, opportunity, or you can turn your mind into Nirvana, into Buddha's world. Opportunity, that is we call Tenshiki Tokuchi, means turning your life into Buddha's world. Means that you always paying attention to the samsara, okay? But when you come to dead end, so-called terminal station of the samsaric world, there is no way to go, okay? Because it is the end. So, very naturally, beyond your effort, there is some opportunities to let you turn your samsaric world into nirvanas. So that is the teaching of Yogacara. So turning your delusion into the enlightenment, something like that. By your effort and also beyond your effort, there is an opportunity there. Of development of human life. That is psychology. Buddhist psychology, but in the Mahayana, it doesn't say so much, the analysis of human samsara in detail, but we Mahayana, they suggest you to see the vastness of existence around each analysis of samsaric world. In other words, gassho and walking and getting up in the morning every day, each day of your life. Okay. Then main point is to see the vastness, how vast human existence is. So behind your life, there is always something more than you believe, you think, you understand. So that's why here is in the sutra, Prajnaparamita Sutra, Avalokite Bodhisattva start to work. Okay, Avalokiteshvara, practice, in Prajnaparamita deeply, something like that. But Buddha never appears in the Prajnaparamita Sutra. So what is Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva? It is a human being? No, it is a Bodhisattva. So Bodhisattva practice Prajnaparamita is main point what Prajnaparamita mentioned? No. Bodhisattva works, okay, every day. On his life with all sentient beings, based on the emptiness, Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara works every day, like this. But the main point is, we have to see the Buddha behind the Avalokiteshvara there. Behind the teaching of emptiness there, okay? Very quiet, but it's vastness of existence there. So always in the sutra, Bodhisattva appears, but Buddha is always kind of a important person behind the Bodhisattva, behind the stories, behind the teachings, always behind. But it's there. He is there. Okay? So Buddha and the Bodhisattva seems to be a separate, but they are one. Okay. They are one. So if you become bodhisattva and practice and take care of your life as a bodhisattva, Buddha there, yeah, exactly. So that's why, well, the continuous sitting zazen is very important, okay, for us. And listening to Buddha's teaching and following the teacher's suggestions is very important. Throwing your egoistic sense, and then you can see, then you can create the opportunity to see how you can get into Buddha's world, how you can see image of the Buddha's world. Without doing this, you never see, you never understand the Buddha's world. You never understand the truth as it is. Real truth. Mostly people understand the idea of the truth. Experience of the truth. Always people are stuck in the ideas. If they seem to understand exactly the truth as it is, no, but actually no. They are always seeing the truth idealistically. So that's why Mahayana is very compassionate. Very compassionate. Always embracing human life, you know, with the very tolerant, compassionate heart. But human beings often scream, I don't see any progress in my practice, etc. 10 years, I practice 10 years, but I don't have any progress. Still, I have suffering from my life, etc. Often screaming, but often there is a Buddha who always opened his hand and embraced you with compassionate heart. But still, we try to get out. That's why Buddha mentions, Dogen Zenji mentions, there is always gate of the Buddha's compassion is open to all sentient beings. Just like a mother and a child. Child always screaming and fighting with the mother. Why? Child doesn't have his or her own place. He or she can feel relief. So, just like an ignorance, child doesn't have any time, any portion of the time and space as his own. But he exists. What's the reason? Why did he exist? Because he depends on the mothers. So whatever mother does, children are always there. Child is always there. And then he screams because he doesn't like so much mother's life. He cannot see the compassion of the mothers. No. He really wants to do something as he likes. But everything doesn't go in that way. So he screams, cries, getting out of a mother's life, and he wants to do something by himself. But finally, he finds nowhere to go. So finally, he comes back to the mother's world. Because main reason why he exists is he depends on the mother's word. That is a relation between the mother and child. That's why mother's compassion is always open to him, and embrace his life with really mother's compassion. That's why child grows naturally. Okay? Whoever they are, anyway, he grows. Is that clear? That is the characteristic of ignorance. Now that is the relationship between Tathagata Gaudiya and also ignorance. Okay? that mentions in this the sections, and that is a characteristic of ignorance. Okay. And permeation or the what's perfuming. Look at the page 56. The second paragraph from the bottom. This paragraph explains the meaning of permeation or perfuming. Very simply here. The meaning of permeation, the clothes in the world certainly have no scent in themselves. No scent in themselves means it doesn't have its own particular character. It doesn't have any portion of space and time for its own. Okay? That it means. So clothes in the world certainly have no scent in themselves, but if man permeates them with perfumes, then they come to have a scent. It is just the same with the case we are speaking of. The pure state of suchness certainly has no defilement. But if it is permeated by ignorance, then the marks of defilement appears on it. The defiled state of ignorance is indeed devoid of any purifying force. But if it is permeated by suchness, then it will come to have a purifying influence. So, kunju, meaning of permeation, is there is actually no sense, no scent in themselves. Okay. In other words, human life has no scent in itself, actually. But if man permeates them with perfumes, perfumes is the movements, the human consciousness in movement, okay? In movements. The human world start to move. This is permeation. Very naturally, you can permeate, you can perfume something or somebody, okay? If your world start to move, okay? Because movement of your consciousness means to create a world in the samsara. That is dualism, okay? That is consciousness in movement. Movement of the consciousness means to create dualistic world, subject and object separately. Okay? This is a movement. So, consciousness is constantly moving. Then that means the world is moving. World is constantly moving. So, what make it possible for the world and your mind to move? This is called, we say, ignorance, okay?
But ignorance is not something that the avocado seed, because it depends on the mother's world, so-called the vastness of existence. So it's of its zero. But it exists, because this is the reason why the ignorance exists. So how can ignorance coming up? Just like a child. When a child goes to the stores, immediately characteristic of the child appears. So-called, I want to buy the candy, etc. Instead of meat and vegetables, I want to get this one or that one. So according to the circumstance, causes and conditions, and it comes up. That is ignorance. Actually, it has nothing for its arm, his arm, nothing. Ignorance has nothing, no particular characters. But when ignorance goes to the stores, it appears. Okay? So, that means causes and conditions. Condition the elements, it always appears. Okay? And then if you create your world based on that ignorance, okay? So temporarily, let's say ignorance is very evasive idea, okay? Evasive idea of creating samsaric world, because it's related with truth or vastness of existence. So it's very evasive. But it's so evasive because we don't know from where it comes. We cannot see the exactly clear image of the ignorance. Nothing to say. But it seems to be a sin, but it's not sin exactly. Because the sin, it doesn't have any characteristic. So it becomes kind of a ghost. But actually it exists, always. Influencing human life, this is ignorance, okay? So if you do, if you create a samsara based on the ignorance, then you can create, you can influence things so much, you know, just like snowballing, creating a human samsara, constantly, okay? But on that end, it's ignorance always depends on the mother's world, so-called vastness of existence. That's why it connected with the truth, okay? Constantly. So, even though you create your own samsaric world, but there is no way to go. So constantly you come back to the vastness of existence. You do go, you go away and come back. You go away, come back, always. Okay? Just like a mother and a child. So that is where it should come back. That is so-called the truth, Tathagatagarbha. So very naturally, ignorance related very closely with the truth. So the more you create your own world, the more you try to escape from. Okay? Because you can see the truth. The more you want to get the candy in the store, you scream because you see the truth. You see the mother's world, so you hate the mothers, you know. So you hate the mother means you want to do something as you want to, okay? But actually there is no way to go, so you come back to. So the more you do, the more you see, you become related close, you can see the situation, how closely you are related with mothers. mother's word, then very naturally you see what you are doing. So very naturally you try to seek for the nirvana. So very naturally you can get into the spiritual world. You want to practice like this. So that is the here in this chart, two kind of permeation. The permeation of a defilement and permeation of a purity, okay? So permeation of a defilement, there are three kinds of permeation. Permeation of a defiled external world, permeation of the defiled mind, permeation of ignorance, okay? The permeation of defiled external world means if you express your own lifestyle based on the ignorance, then you create the world, so-called objects, okay? And then that object constantly strains, you know, energy or power of creating the world again and again. Okay, that is a permeation of the defiled external world. Is that clear? So if you do something, very naturally there is energies to accumulate the creation of your own world again and again. That's why that means you constantly screaming, you know, expressing your desires to get the candy at the stores, okay? Keeping away from the mother's world, but the mother's world is, well, the place where you cannot get out because it is a place you depend on. Okay? So very naturally, constantly, you can create. This is a permeation of the defiled, the external world. Permeation of the defiled mind, that is its influences, its influence, your doings, your world created by your doings, influences your mind. Your mind means, according to this book, I think the activating mind, the five mind, activating mind, and then the next subject comes up. Here is a typical technical term here. The activating mind, this is a very basic the mind which is moving constantly, okay? That's why activate, so-called karmic mind. Karmic mind is not your mind, it's coming from the past to the future, okay? Constantly, it's going. So activating mind, evolving mind means very natural subject coming up, subject, okay? And then reproducing mind, that means subjective mind, they reflect your object in your mirror, okay? So that you can see the world reflected by your mind. So object is not something which is real. Okay? It is nothing but reflection of your mind. Okay? This is also a very important point in of a teaching. So, and analytical mind, this is the discriminating mind in the usual sense. And then continuing mind is kind of arayavijñāna, constantly going, arayavijñāna or manas, okay? Constantly going in the bottom of your life. these five are called here, mind here. Okay, so permeation of the defiled mind. If you do, your mind are constantly developing. Okay, developing. And permeation of ignorance. Ignorance is source or origin of all kind of defilements, any kind of defilements. Okay. All defilements comes from this ignorance. Okay. So, permeation of ignorance. If you do something, you encourage your subject and also your object and also the bottom of your mind, okay, to develop. There is something, okay, you always plant some energy into your life. Okay. So that is permeation of ignorance. That's why ignorance is constantly going. So, next, let me say the only the permeation of defilements. Let me explain. So, on the left side, each of three kinds of permeation is divided the two. That which strength of subjectivity. Subjectivity means the world, okay, your world and your subject. Subjectivity means including subject and the object, because the subjectivity means your object is not the object separated from subject, okay? So, subjectivity includes subject and also object. So, the permeation of the defiled external world constantly the strength of subjectivity, okay, influences of the subject and the object, okay, and also the that which strength attachment next this the if you create your own world very naturally. It's encourage you to create attachment. Okay. The more you take care of your life, the hard with your enormous effort, then you create your own world. Very naturally, people attach to their own world. So called, look at my world. Your world is very lazy. Just like a grandmother or parents always say, you know, to the children, when we were young, we did such and such. You didn't do it, you know. So you were lazy boys, something like that. So they are really attached to their own past life because they really spent their enormous effort, enormous time to take care of. With great effort. That's why very naturally attached. So if you create, you know, your world, there are two kind of things, up to energies coming up. The one energy is constantly helping your world to create your mind, your world. Okay, constantly, that energy. On the other end, the second energy is to reach your touch, okay, to object and subject. And the next, that which strengthen the fundamental activating mind. This is the inception of the consciousness. Okay, so the activating mind is karmic mind. The moment when your mind moves, then some consciousness appears. That is called activating mind. Okay? So That is an inception of the mind which is acting constantly. Okay. That is temporarily, we say, activating mind. So, if you create your world as an object, then it means very naturally there is a subjective world. Okay? And then if you create a subjective world, there are two kind of energies to encourage you to maintain that activating mind. Okay. Second, that which strengthens object and discriminating consciousness. This is intellectual understanding, discriminating mind. So two kind of energies there. So you create you have a kind of energy to maintain activating mind. Okay? Activating mind. Basically, for instance, if you steal something, okay, $10 from the other's pocket, you know, and then the next day, we see ourselves not to do again, okay. But when you see the condition, same conditions and time and situation, you want to naturally you want to do, okay. So that kind of things that which strengthen the fundamental activating mind. Very naturally there is. So one energy is to create energy to do same things again. And also intellectual understanding, okay? Intellectual understanding, always creating. The permeation of ignorance is divided into two again. Permeation of ignorance encourage you to create fundamental permeations. So that is samsaric word. If you do something, the doings what you have done create you another doings. Okay. So on and on, just like a snowballing, okay, rolling from the top of mountain to the bottom, okay. If start to move, that movement has a kind of momentum, okay. So energy of the momentum is going. That is here, fundamental permeation, okay. And also permeation of intellect and affections. Very naturally, here is another energies, okay, of snowballing, okay, rolling down from the top of a mountains. Very naturally, permeating, perfuming the fundamental consciousness, and also perfuming, the intellect and also affection. So it's very difficult to stop. Okay? Intellectually, we know it must be stopped, but it's pretty difficult. Affectionately, it's we always the creating something. Okay. Mm-hmm. Next time, maybe I will explain the permeation of purity. This is also very interesting.